Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Having been in Spain last spring, I came back with all sorts of ideas about serving tapas to my friends when they come over. I have to admit that Spain and tapas seem like warm weather concepts to me, but it ain't necessarily so. Chef Jerry Pellegrino, just because they have cold winters in Spain doesn't mean they stop munching on tapas.
No. It's funny because I think of tapas as more of a winter type of food. It's a heart, small, but to me, usually pretty intense, hearty bites.
They really aren't delicate little petit fours.
I don't think
like
so.
That.
Not at all. It's not like tea where you're getting a cucumber sandwich.
That's right.
With the crusts cut off. So, yes, but I think we all love olives. And, Spain, so they do this dish where they take some olive oil, they gently infuse orange zest, red onion, thyme, and crushed red pepper. And then they toss the olives in this, and they serve them warm. Mm-hmm. To me, that's an amazing treat when it comes to olives, and I would love, even a bowl of those anytime, winter or summer, but in winter it's great. But come on, how can you not want a croquette in the middle of winter?
They are the masters.
This bechamel slash anything you fold into
that's
it,
right.
Rolled into a ball and deep fried with a crust. Those are great with a little bit of aioli to dip.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. Also, I think we can call tapas just cool things on toast, right? So getting
That's
a loaf
right.
of bread and slicing it into small bite-sized rounds and toasting it. One of the things that I actually found recently in New York City at this small place was butter, warm butter, not melted, but mm-hmm. warm slather butter and anchovies.
I was going to say, I've seen that.
It's so, the saltiness of the anchovies is tamed by the richness of the butter, and it's incredible little tapas
mm-hmm.
for the wintertime. Confying mushrooms, in basically rosemary, shallots, bay leaf, and very slow cooking them, and then straining them and chopping them just to put on top of a piece of toast. It's an amazing treat. Oysters, obviously delicious, either in the shell or out, but this time, why don't we finally dice olives, caper, and lemon zest
mm-hmm.
and make a small little topping for them rather than just maybe the traditional squeeze of lemon or a little bit of Tabasco.
And God knows we're getting plenty of oysters.
That's what I mean. Right now.
Now in Maryland, wow.
Yes, you definitely want to do that. And then there's, of course, the egg omelet.
Mm-hmm.
Which they basically make in a frying pan, baked,
right.
like a frittata.
Right.
This time of year, it's winter squash and sage would be my choices. And then just cut into squares with a toothpick and drizzled with some Spanish olive oil would be a treat. And then, of course, albondigas or meatballs, right? I mean, we have a ton of great Maryland meat out there that you
right.
can buy ground. And what I think is amazing is that they do this in a very sort of rich almond sauce. Almonds, tomatoes, anchovies.
Right? Uh-huh.
And who doesn't want to be sitting around munching on meatballs? These are things we should be making to have a Spanish-themed football Sunday.
Do you make a sauce for that or you just drizzle with olive oil?
Yeah, I think sauces for the meatballs are great. I think, finding a variety of different things to put on a toasted piece of baguette. We can find a bunch of stuff from local farmers that would be great.
And if you just want to stick everything on a toothpick, it becomes a pincho.
Pincho, right. I tend to like the bread project more than the toothpick. But yes, all these things are great. They make for a great sort of just cold day with a bottle of wine to relax.
There you go. We're going to put these ideas on the website so you
yes.
can try them at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.